Jasmine Straga is a remarkable human being doing remarkable things. When she heard that the World International Circus Federation had students that needed help getting out of the Ukraine and into neighbouring countries, she didn't hesitate in putting up her hand to help. Melanie Scott and Lachlan Sheridan have this story on the heartbreak and triumphs of getting two young refugees to safety.
Such a hard decision for people to make. You start to compartmentalise things because you have so many people that are depending on you that if you lose it, they've got no chance.
Of course they're under stress, but I think you don't realise the absolute intensity of it until you're speaking with them and they're like in bunkers and trying to escape and in a lot of fear and in a very big state of distress.
After Russia decided to invade Ukraine, millions of refugees were forced to flee to bordering countries. Jasmine Straga, a younger mother living in Australia, couldn't stand by and watch. She wanted to help.
We downloaded a live conflict map, and so we're seeing which places were getting bombed, and so we're able to guide people as best as we could to the border. So they'd be safe. And then we'd organise friends in the circus community to pick them up at the borders.
Jasmine is on the board of directors for the World Circus Federation. The Kiev Academy of Circus and Variety Arts are a member of this global alliance of circus schools. When the war broke out, Jasmine reached out to the deputy director, Nina, who said they had 750 students that they were trying to get out of the Ukraine.
Our big thing was we didn't want people to end up in refugee housing. So for us, we wanted to try and set them up with family or friends or even other people in our community that were really open to helping circus people. So we got full of the circus community to come together.
Jasmine helped place many of the Ukrainian students in circuses throughout Eastern Europe before being put in contact with two young girls who would change her life forever, Vlada and Maria, both studying circus and dance. I asked Jasmine why it was important for her to help them.
Oh, so many reasons. I think as a female is a big thing. And then also as a circus aspect, we all consider ourselves family. And so even though these girls are from dance, they're still from a circus school. And I was also a dancer too. And you just want to help them. It's like you're helping your sister or your cousin or your niece.
But getting them to Australia was a bigger challenge than expected.
So we sent Vlada to Lviv thinking it was safe, and then literally as she arrived, a bomb exploded not far from where she was. So it's traumatic because these people, their lives are in your hands, very much, and there's only so much you can predict based off a map. Everyone that we'd got to the border previous to that were between 4 hours and 48 hours waiting. That's just across the border, and it's freezing cold winter. I had a friend in Australia, her brother lives in Poland, and so we sent him from Krakow, which is about a 3-hour drive to the border. We sent him to get there, and we said, can you get there 3 hours after, just in case she was early. This particular day, she got there in 45 minutes, and then we didn't have someone there on the other side, and I lost communication with her for an hour, and there's a really big human trafficking problem happening, and I'm dealing with a 19-year-old. It's very scary.
Adriana Bora is a PhD candidate at Queensland University of Technology. Part of her research studies have been on modern slavery. Adriana knew it was only a matter of time before criminal networks would start honing in on these borders.
Eastern Europe has a long history of well-established communities of human trafficking and networks of human trafficking that also then are taking people to Western Europe or beyond. And now the conflict and the vulnerability of the people just offer a perfect, in a way, opportunity for them to be able to recruit and to groom more people into this level of vulnerability.
With the girls both safely in Australia, it was time to show them around. Images of their arrival were splashed over social media, including video footage of the girls' reaction to seeing a beach for the very first time.
So, I want to report, first time to see the ocean, yeah?
Oh, yes! This is the ocean!
Yes!
Oh, my God! Welcome to the
ocean!
A
took the girls to Dress for Success to get these dresses and stuff so they could have some clothes. And Vlada, she was looking in the mirror and she just had this like complete look of joy, and she was so happy, and she said, "Oh, I feel so beautiful, and my mum would be so happy," and like I just started bawling.
Despite the joy of finally being safe in Australia and the relief of having succeeded after so much effort, the situation within Ukraine was getting worse. Russia had increased their bombing of major cities, and the casualty number was ticking upward faster and faster by the day.
Maria, her father's near Lviv, and Lviv got really hammered quite hard the last couple of weeks with this Russian National Day that was happening.
Maria's mum had gone to Krakow with Maria and her 9-year-old sister, but they had to leave after they got pneumonia. Their bunker, being underground, was cold and damp. They needed medical help, but all medical help was being provided to soldiers. They had no choice but to cross the border.
They left, and now her mum is actually not really coping across the other side of the border. It's very isolating. She's missing her husband. Her husband's got these heart problems, and he's in this war situation. And, yeah, you can't speak the language. You can't really work properly. You're in a foreign land. And she's actually going to head back into Ukraine with her little sister. So it's really stressful for the girls. It's a lot on their shoulders.
Jasmine and her family have also had struggles throughout this process due to the housing and financial burden that now sits on her shoulders. If it wasn't for the generosity and kind-heartedness of the community, bringing refugees to Australia would be an impossible task. After all the tragedy and heartbreak we have witnessed this year from the invasion of Ukraine, stories like Jasmine's give us a sense of hope and trust that humanity can still prevail.
Melanie Scott ending that report, and with Lachlan Sheridan filing this story.